Good morning and welcome to Redeemer. We're glad you're here with us and hope you'll join us again. Please don't forget that Holy Communion will be part of this worship later on, and we invite you to get the elements ready to celebrate Holy Communion there in your home with us. In case you haven't heard yet, our church council did establish July 19th as a target date for when we might reopen for in-person worship. Please know that when and if that happens, things will be very different as we seek to open in the safest way possible for those who feel that they are ready to come. If you are not, our live stream will continue. But also remember, this is a target date. We don't know what will happen out in the world that might affect that, but right now that's the one we're shooting for, July 19th. If you've done away with your landline and are using your cell phone only, it might just be that the church only has your old landline number as a contact for you. If you have done away with your landline, we'd appreciate you contacting us and making sure we have an appropriate way to contact you by phone. Amanda, do you have anything to say?
Of course I
do. Of course you do. Of course. Well, I thought you were going to talk later.
Do I get to? Yeah. All right.
I hope you have something to say then.
I do have something to say then.
All right. Let us prepare for our worship. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose steadfast love is everlasting, whose faithfulness endures from generation to generation. Amen. Trusting in the mercy of God, let us confess our sin. Reconciling God, we confess that we do not trust your abundance, and we deny your presence in our lives. We place our hope in ourselves and rely on our own efforts. We fail to believe that you provide enough for all. We abuse your good creation for our own benefit. We fear difference and do not welcome others as you have welcomed us. We sin in thought, word, and deed. By your grace, forgive us. Through your love, renew us, and in your Spirit, lead us, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life. Amen. Beloved of God, by the radical abundance of divine mercy, we have peace with God through Christ Jesus, through whom we have obtained grace upon grace. Our sins are forgiven. Let us live now in hope, for hope does not disappoint, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. God of compassion, you have opened the way for us and brought us to yourself. Pour your love into our hearts, that overflowing with joy we may freely share the blessings of your realm and faithfully proclaim the good news of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. It's time for our children's message. And I am so glad that y'all are here with us today. And I know that you like to read books. It is always a fun time to read books and to hear the stories and to look at all the pictures. Well, I wanted you to know I brought one of my favorite books here today. It's a heavy book. It's a big book. And when I look in it, I got some bad news. I'm going to try to see if I can do this. There's not any pictures in here at all. And in fact, there's not much story here. This book is just a list of names. Everybody's name is in this book. It's a big, long book, just name after name after name. And I was thinking about this book. It really is one of my favorites, but and I'll tell you why. But I was thinking about it because today in our gospel reading that Amanda's going to read in just a few moments, it lists the names of Jesus' disciples, the people who followed Jesus, the people who were listening to Jesus and trying to live Jesus' way. And this book is our parish register. And so it lists all the members of our church. And so what this book does, just like the Gospel of Matthew lists Jesus' 12 disciples, this book lists all the disciples we have right here at Redeemer Lutheran Church. And you know what's exciting? My name is in this book. Mr. Jim's name is in this book. You know what's even? Your name is in this book. That's exciting, isn't it? And the reason I like this storybook is because when I look at the names, I can think about all the living for Jesus that these people did and how they told other people about Jesus and how Jesus acted in their lives. And that's the best story of all. So I want you to remember, when we start thinking about all of the people who follow God, your name is in the list along with so many others. And together, we serve Jesus just like the disciples did. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for calling us to be your follower. Help us each and every day to follow you and live your way. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our first reading for today comes from the book of Exodus, chapter 19, verses 2 through 8. The Israelites had journeyed from Rephidim, entered the wilderness of Sinai, and camped in the wilderness. Israel camped there in front of the mountain. Then Moses went up to God. The Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, "Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the Israelites, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession out of all the peoples. Indeed, the whole earth is mine, but you shall be for me a priestly kingdom and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the Israelites." So Moses came, summoned the elders of the people, and set before them all the words that the Lord had commanded him. The people all answered as one, Everything that the Lord has spoken, we will do. The word of the Lord. Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 9th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest." Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew. James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. Philip and Bartholomew. Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector. James, son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus. Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions: "Go nowhere among the Gentiles, and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment. Take no gold or silver or copper in your belts. No bag for your journey or two tunics. No sandals or a staff, for laborers deserve their food. Whatever town or village you enter, find out who it is that is worthy and stay there until you leave. As you enter the house, greet it. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet as you leave that house or town. Truly, I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. See, I am sending you out like sheep into the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of them, for they will hand you over to councils and flog you in their synagogues. And you will be dragged before governors and kings because of me, as a testament to them and the Gentiles. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. For what you are to say will be given to you at that time. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will betray brother to death, and father his child, and children will rise up against their parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all because of my name. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. For truly I tell you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So I don't know about you, but it's been an eventful 2020 so far. When we consider the world pandemic that has descended upon all of us. In our house, Kevin and I are working from home as much as we're able to. Our girls have been home for way too long. School online, and now the slide into an odd summer of what to do while wearing masks and maintaining social distance. Like everyone else, we're concerned for the safety of our family, our friends, and our community. And I know that each person and each household has their own way of handling all of this. In our house, one of the phrases that's popped up is, "Can we go into the out now?" It's a phrase from an animated family movie called Home. If you haven't seen the clip yet, it's on Redeemer's Facebook page. But anyway, in the scene, these aliens have invaded Earth, and they've moved all the people out to Happy Humans Town. But there's this spunky teenage girl that was left behind. And she bumps into one of the small purple aliens in an empty convenience store. Both are startled, and in fear, she manages to push the creature into the freezer and hold the door shut with a broomstick. The alien tries to appeal to her sensitivity and begs, "Can I come into the out now?" Her answer is no. And they briefly talk about the life-changing events of the alien invasion through the frosted glass door. Can we come into the out now? I'm feeling this phrase deep in my bones lately. As society debates the proper ways to open public places and still work to keep the public safe, out there has somehow taken on a more mystical attribute. It seems to be a theme of our lives in the midst of a world pandemic. When do we go into the out? Where is the ever-changing out that we're allowed to go into? The idea of going out or sheltering in place has created a new appreciation of people and experiences, but also new inequalities and frustrations. Some people have had more family time, yet moving education online has become a challenge for teachers and students. Some people have the luxury of using this time to cultivate new hobbies. Others are now unemployed and worried about how they will feed their family. We need to be sensitive to each person's lived reality of the past several months and the foreseeable future. All of this discussion and debate about going out from our homes or staying in for shelter resonated deeply with me as I studied the gospel reading for today. From chapter 9, verse 35, we read about Jesus traveling all around all the villages and cities of Galilee, teaching and healing and preaching. His disciples are with him. They are where Jesus is, and as their rabbi, their teacher, he is their shelter, their safe place. But something changes in chapter 10, verse 1. There's a pivot point. The 12 disciples are now called apostles. Being a disciple means following someone and learning from someone. Being an apostle means being intentionally sent out into the world. The instruction that Jesus gives them mirrors what Jesus has already been demonstrating for them. They are told, go out among the crowds, out to heal the sick, out to proclaim the good news. The apostles are told to form community where they are welcomed, work to help those that are oppressed, and on the margins of society to bring peace wherever they dwell. This is a wonderful invitation to go out for the mission of Christ. But at the same time, going out into the world includes significant challenge. There are times that the gospel rubs against the patterns of the world, friction that creates scenarios of distrust, doubt, and injustice. Jesus knows this all too well. He was killed in part for standing up against the powers and principalities of the day. He offers a warning to the apostles. In verse 16, Jesus tells them, "I am sending you out like sheep into the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves." Jesus knows what he is asking of the apostles. He knows how much of the world will react. The apostles are to take the healing and liberation, the grace and equity, the mercy and justice, the freedom and forgiveness, all wrapped in God's never-ending unconditional love, out into the world. And all of that is good news. But it can rub against the patterns of oppression, of power, of greed, racism, sexism, classism, and generational systems that keep people in poverty. Jesus warns the apostles of the negative way they might be received by others. Still, bringing the message of Jesus out into the world is what those first 12 were called to do. And siblings in Christ, it's what we're called to do too. It happens when family promise families are hosted and cared for and loved. It happens when we distribute shoes to people experiencing homelessness. The church family shares Jesus' message when we put food for anyone in need in a blessing box. And we're also called to bring healing and liberation to the world in other ways. It might look like physical healing. It also might look like relational healing by seeking freedom and justice for those oppressed. Healing might look like caring for the sick. It also might look like societal healing, as we are called to dismantle structures that prop up systematic racism and poverty. But ultimately, we are called to proclaim the peace, the wholeness, the mercy and forgiveness, the grace and love of God that is so good and so great. The words of Jesus are not just for those original hearers, not just for the very first readers of this gospel, but for us as well, for all of us. So, like that little purple alien in the movie asks, can we go into the out now? While taking precautions amid this pandemic, yeah. This is what Jesus calls us to do, to go into the out. Each time we are sent from worship, Pastor Gary says, "Go in peace and serve the Lord." And we respond, "Thanks be to God." Thanks be to God for all of this call. For this call to go out, thanks be to God for the beauty of Jesus sending us out. Because just like the disciples, Jesus told us that the Spirit of God speaks through each of us, that God is with you, God is with me, God is with God's people as we proclaim the good news out in the world. Amen.
Thank you.
Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Living God, you are the one who gives life. As you have called countless generations to follow you, so now call us. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Walk with us and before us, that we might be your people of faith. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Savior, as you called your disciples to follow you, so now call us. Where we are faithful, encourage us and lead us into new paths of living love and grace for others. Where we are missing the mark, prick our hearts and move us into greater faith and your way of living. May the people you envision of us be the people we want to be. Lord, in your mercy. God of compassion and mercy, we live in a complex time, and right now we are caught up in many complex issues. The pandemic still rages, and in our community is rising, and many are frightened. Racial tensions continue to divide us, and our world seems trapped by a lot of people on both sides talking and not many people listening or seeking to understand viewpoints different from their own. You have called us, O God, to be one family under your love. Give us as a people and as a nation more compassion and mercy. Bless us with the wisdom that comes from you and is shaped by you. Lead us to unite rather than divide and to live out the love we have received from you. Lord, in your mercy. You speak healing to all your people, loving Lord. Fill us with care for those in need. Reach out your hand to the sick, the hungry, the poor, and those who suffer. Bless all in need, O God, and all whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray. Trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, hosanna, hosanna. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. Let us pray. God of the welcome table, in this meal we have feasted on your goodness and have been united by your presence among us. Empower us to go forth sustained by these gifts so that we may share your neighborly love with all. Through Jesus Christ, the giver of abundant life. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. As you go into the world, remember the cross of Christ goes before you. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.